Welcome back. It's another episode of From Dude to Dad. I am Chris Pagula.
And I'm Brian Laurel.
And we're here every episode to provide you dads with tips, information on fatherhood, life, and in general, just being a guy.
Hey, well, Brian, speaking of tips.
Yeah. You are not. Oh, God. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Dig into what our topic is today.
Speaking of tips, we're going to talk about the big V. Not vagina, but vasectomy. So there's the tips. Ba-dum-bum.
You don't want to talk about big vaginas?
I don't think so. Oh, man.
You're and circumcision, funny, right?
And circumcision, yeah.
That's what
yeah.
I meant by the tip.
Oh.
It's just like...
Oh, yeah, right. Well, I guess that would fall under that. My bad. Even though I had a vasectomy, you think I would be able to, like, you know, and two boys. So, man.
Well, I have no boys. Other than my own, meaning, never mind.
Oh, Jesus, I have two daughters. And worse.
Yeah.
Go on.
When did you have a vasectomy? Was it like right after your third child or?
Yeah, it's interesting. So after we had two children, we thought we were going to be done. And, I mean, I always wanted more children, but, the reality was two was going to be our max. But then all of a sudden my wife got this urge and it's so interesting. After we were away on vacation, actually visiting my family in Pennsylvania. I can't believe I'm giving all this information. It's like, you need to know the exact moment.
Yeah. We want graphic details, but we'll post pictures on our Facebook page.
Right. I think we were visiting my family, and we have a lot of nieces and nephews. And I think it just like hit my wife where it was this urge, like, I need to have another kid. And I'm like, really? So, you know, I was like,
have a conversation that you were done at two?
Yeah.
Like both of you were like, we're good.
Yeah. You know, I think because my wife was one of two, even though I was one of six, I was happy with two, and we had a boy and a girl. So it's kind of like we were ready, done.
You're set.
Yeah. Yeah. But that third was an urge, and thank God, because our third is amazing, awesome, and I'm so happy. But it was after the third that the conversation came up, because I just personally, I didn't want to go back to having to deal with, you know, protection, condoms, all that stuff and whatnot. And this was a simple solution. And, the great thing is that vasectomies can be reversed if you ever wish to have another, but I knew my wife and I were not going to have any other children, and just because she already pushed the limits, I think, with herself and having lupus. So we were blessed, and you know, I decided, why not go for it? And, you know, overall it was a pretty simple procedure. A little kind of revealing, yeah, if you will, and I can go in a little more detail about what the experience would
so
kind of
I do like. Yeah, and actually I do, like, not to like necessarily a graphic extent, but like what for guys that are out there that are thinking about it, like what's the pain like, the recovery like?
Dude, you know what? It's honestly, I was doing a little bit of research on this topic, to see what, if things have changed. I think there's some even more non-invasive without needles, oddly enough.
There's needles involved?
Dude, yeah.
Holy shit. No.
There's
way.
Cutting. Ouch. Yeah. Oh. Okay. So just to set the scene up. No, I'm not going to go there. not to get too graphic. Yeah. It was really easy.
People are turning off this episode right now. Seriously. They're like, I don't know.
I took the weekend. I had it done on a Friday, and the weekend I just recovered. My wife was like, just lay in bed and put ice there and have fun. And I was actually fine. Oddly enough, though, I was watching, what was it? Some like the, you know, the two blondes of Playboy that had their own reality show. I don't know why I started watching that TV show. And it was like the worst TV show to watch when you were compromised. You know what I mean? It's like, you don't want to go there. But anyway, it was simple, easy. And, you know, it just makes life just not have to think about anything, and so much more enjoyable and free for my opinion.
I think if I'm not mistaken, the time of year when most men get the vasectomies right before March Madness because they want the time because
to
they
be in
want,
watching without having an
yeah,
interruption.
Yeah, that they want to get, you know, they get the time off from work and they can just sit on the couch and just watch basketball all day, yeah. And that helps keep their mind off things. So
hey, whatever
but
it
you
takes.
Are watching reality TV as opposed to March Madness. So
it was not in March.
So when. So yeah, so that's when you did that, you went in there. How long is the procedure?
It was like max by 30 minutes. I mean, it's a little awkward. You're in there, you have a nurse there, you have the doctor there. It's just like everybody's seeing everything, so you've just got to like kind of deal with it. There's no like you don't get put out for it. You know, a funny side note, a story. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I don't think my friend who I know listens to this, so I can tell his story. He said after he got his vasectomy, he was at the elevator, pushed the button, and goes inside and actually, right before the door closed, in comes the nurse that was in the procedure with him. And he was like, it was the most awkward elevator ride. And he looks at her and he's like, good job. And she's like, thank you. You know, it was just like one of the most awkward situations.
Wow.
But again, it's like, you know, you don't have to think twice about it. And for guys, again, like I said, you can get it reversed. And why do you want to put your wife through a hysterectomy? I mean, Jesus, unless there's something that needs to be done and she wants to, you know, whatever. But a simple snip and nip done over, call it a day, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So let's talk about the circumcision with your, butt. Like that, I have not experienced that. I will say.
Yeah.
Is there is, and I know that this is an unreasonable thought because you're going to have a boy or you're going to have a girl when you have children. And there's been a small voice or a small part of me in the back of my head that has been grateful. And I know that I have things ahead of me down the road with girls that, parents of boys will be glad they don't have to deal with. But, the whole circumcision thing and the bait like that is, like that, like breaks my heart, and I know it's natural, and it's just it's things. But walk us through that with your kids and what's involved for those that are listening that are maybe expecting boys or are getting ready to have to do the same thing.
Well, I don't think it's natural. First off, you know what I mean. Like it's
true,
but you know, but just wanted to like sort of point that out. I think it's one of the most scarring experiences I've ever endured. And I say that because when my first child was born, that was a boy, our son, I remember going with the doctor because my wife was still in like recovery, the day or two after, and watching the whole procedure. And it was brutal because my son was like kind of strapped down in this plastic little thing. And the doctor went and did his stuff and it was done quickly and then he was fine. But
So you were there for it?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yes.
Is that how it usually is? You're watching, or can you like say?
Yeah, I'm sure you can decide not to, unless you know, unless in like in Jewish tradition, a moel comes and you do the bris, and it's like a religious ceremony, which we did for our third child in the hospital. He was a preemie. And we had it done there. So you know, and the reason, you know, everybody has their own reason. In fact, when I wrote my first book and I touched on this topic, I had this crazy ass dude send an open letter to me on the internet about how inappropriate I am to comment on circumcision and support it. I was like, dude, this is like my fucking opinion. Excuse my French. Like, right. I decided
it's
I
French. Isn't really French.
But like, and everybody has their, you know, obviously their, can do whatever they want and their opinion. But for me, I just posed how I wanted my children to be like me. I didn't want to have to deal with the questions. There's also some, you know, hygienic purposes, not that they're necessarily proven, but saying that that's a reason why people do it. So, and it was tradition in my family. So I didn't have a problem following through with it. But yeah, I don't know now, like if we had another boy, if I'd want to go through it, and maybe I'm changed a bit after having witnessed it twice with my boys. But again, I don't remember the scarring of it or the experience of it. And I, well, I can't believe I'm saying I had it done, but you know, it's kind of one of those things where you have the decision together as a family, and it's your, you know, your wife and you decide. And, you know, you got to think about the future and your kids growing up, going to gym class, changing in the, you know, the locker rooms and all that stuff. And, you know, I don't know if people even put that into consideration and if it's a actual reason why to consider doing this. So I'd be curious to hear if any of our listeners have thoughts on this. And if they do, I'd love for them to, like, you know, go ahead and push that little microphone and let us know.
It's interesting. Yeah. It's apparently today only 33% of babies are being circumcised, and compared to 5 years ago, it was 56%, and 60 years ago, which is, you know, before we were around, but 90%. So it's curious how...
Well, I wonder if that has anything to do with, like, and I'm just throwing this out there because I kind of fall into this category, but like people who have kind of maybe fallen away from their religion and followed it for religious purposes and traditional purposes like that. I don't know. And you know, there has been much more research. I mean, my oldest is now 20, so, or 21. So think about that. That's 20 years ago, 21 years ago that we're talking. So, you know, again, it'd be great to get input from other listeners to see what their thoughts and research, and if they even like have an issue about it.
Well, and you may be wondering, you know, guys, if you're, maybe your significant other's pregnant, you don't know what you're having yet, or maybe you do know you have a boy and you're haven't decided yet, but you know, what are the benefits of doing it? I mean, I shouldn't say supposedly, there's research, there's medical research, there's university research around the world that have shown that it reduces sexually transmitted diseases. It reduces infant urinary tract infections, and it reduces the possibility of getting cancer.
Right.
And that you can Google, and of course you would when you're researching something like that. But also, and you know, I don't mean to dumb this down, but also from an aesthetic standpoint, I think people are used to seeing
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Going back to actually grade school, I think it was eighth grade, and you know, you're in the shower with all the kids, like you were just saying, and there was a guy in our class that wasn't, and of course, you know, kids are going to be a-holes and everything, and make fun, but it to me, to not do it is. And you know, you may be afraid that you're hurting your child or what. They're not going to remember.
Well, you're putting your child in a, like I said earlier, like you're literally putting them into a situation where they've got to be able to be armed to deal with it. You know what I mean? Like it's probably at some point, if they're, like you said, being in a gym locker room, and eighth grade, you know, is brutal. High school's brutal, but if it's even younger, it could be brutal too, you know?
Right.
So,
right.
It's really, I mean, if you think about it going, I don't know why I just thought of this, but you think of like the Michelangelo, whatchamacallit, statue, but
David
back in the day, you know, circumcision wasn't an issue. So, but you've seen how things have changed and I don't know, it's like a lot of people are affected by what they see, you know what I mean? So you're right. It's kind of like. You want to fit in
for those of you out there that are not. I mean, this is not a.
Oh yeah, no,
this
no
whole
judgment.
Episode is not.
Right.
We're not trying
now
to
we're
tell
probably,
you
like people are thinking we're assholes because we're like judging circumcised and non-circumcised. That's not.
Yeah. Right. So it's which is not right. The case. It's just something that you happened to either did or didn't.
Right.
Was done to you guys a long time ago, and you don't remember it. And when you're excited, it's like, oh, we're having a boy and, you know, he's going to be here in 2 or 3 months. Have you had that conversation yet? Because you need to have it.
And what about if you don't do it and then your child decides they want to have it done later on? That's got to suck because people can
get
it. Yeah, I think so. I'm almost positive because I think it's something that can be done at any age. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so.
Oh my God.
So, you know,
I think at that point it'd be like, hey, it is what it is at this point. I'm not. Yeah. So, I don't know.
Really,
I mean, again, I'm,
I'm glad
I'm circumcised.
Right.
You know, again, no
judgment.
No judgment to those that aren't. I'm just curious. I find it interesting as I, you know, was just doing a little bit of research online, just how those numbers are dropping. So it's just, again, so, you know, when, for me, like I have not had a vasectomy. We have two kids. I'm good with those two kids. I think my wife would like to have a third, and maybe at some point I would relent and agree. But for me, that's why I, you know, in part why I wouldn't get a vasectomy is because I know it can be reversed, but I don't want people dicking around down there, no pun intended, once, let alone twice, and then it's not twice, because then you decide, okay, we are done. We decided we wanted a fifth kid. Okay, now we're totally done. Now you got to go back a third time and get it done to get it redone. I have no interest in that. And again,
you have to be clear and understand that, like, you don't want any more kids. Like, you have to be really, really firm.
Yeah. You know. And I have I wouldn't say he was a friend. This is when I lived in Los Angeles, and I had a guy that I worked with, and he had just got done having it redone. And his wife, I met her, and, you know, sorry, I don't usually talk about, you know, women. I'm very respectful. But this lady was a classic, like, annoyed with him. And I didn't know him well enough to, like, get in his face, but some of our other coworkers who were friends with him are like, dude, you need to get a sack. You need to stand up to it. Because she was just like, as the wind blew, it was like, I don't want kids anymore. Go get fixed. And, you know, I don't want to go through this again. And she was kind of a battle axe. And then, a couple years later, she decided, oh yeah, I want to have kids again. Go get it reversed. And he went and got it reversed, and then he got her pregnant. And I'm like, holy
wow. Hell.
And then he got it.
Are they still together?
I have no idea. I mean, this was 20 something years ago. And I wasn't around for the first vasectomy, nor was I around for the reversal of the vasectomy. I was around when he was getting it done, like, basically
the second time.
The third procedure, yeah, the second time.
Third, yeah.
So that just sounds miserable to me. Now, I mean, without going into detail, like, my wife and I, we, like, track her temperature and track her cycles, mm-hmm. and then we are mm-hmm. able to tell, you know, and again, without going into to graphic detail, but, you know,
it's like the rhythm method.
Yeah, we chart it. Yeah. And so we know, like, hey, it's safe here, it's not safe here, and that's how we...
Well, at least you're being responsible charting, and making sure.
Yeah, that's how we rock it in this house. And that's not 100% guaranteed, and, you know, neither is a condom, and neither, I mean, you know, so it is a preference thing, but the only reason I throw that out there is that if guys are like, I do not want kids again, but I don't want needles getting jabbed down there, I don't want to do that. Like, you know, obviously people use, you know, protection. But if you or your wife aren't aware of it, I mean, there are other ways that you can track her cycles, and with, you know, a 99%, nothing's guaranteed. Nothing's guaranteed. But
you know what? You're raising a great point though, Brian. Because, like, even if the conversation comes up and your wife is pressuring you to get it, but you're just, maybe you're somebody who just cannot go under the knife. You are freaked out. Blood freaks you out. That's fine. You know, there's other alternatives and protection and methods. So really have the conversation and don't feel like, you know, maybe. Get her to understand where you're coming from, you know, and why it's difficult for you, so that you can feel like you're heard, and maybe you won't have to get it done. Because, you know, like I said, I didn't have an issue with it, but everybody's different.
Right. And, you know, and Chris brings up a great, all of this is meant to be a conversation with your significant other, because nobody should do anything, whether it's you or your wife, that you're not comfortable with. And like Chris said, if you're like, I don't know if I want to go through with this, there are other options. And, you know, you find there's plenty of options, and you you talk it through with your wife. And if the two of you together are like, no, vasectomy is the way we should go, then that's good for you. And if you're like, no, I don't want to do that, then that's what's good for you. And you find other options.
Wow.
For sure. But to Chris's point, when you know for sure, then you can feel secure in making a decision like that. Cause you know, that's good. If there's even a little voice in the back of your head or your wife's head is like, well, I might want kids in another year or two. Well, then I would suggest not going through with something like that. And waiting till you know you are done for sure, and that you feel like your little family is complete. So, and then, yeah.
Speaking of complete, Brian, I think that we've kind of talked about this topic for more than 15, and why don't we cut out of here?
Okay. Has this episode about penises gone on long enough?
I think there's enough talk about it, in my opinion. Okay. But anyway, right. I just wanted to throw that joke out there. Let's cut out of here. But
all right,
we don't have to.
All right.
All right, guys. We hope that you'll still come back and listen to future episodes of From Dude to Dad.